appreciate that. Just remember her request. Bless you, Sister Becky. Amen. 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 Bless you, Brother Foster. God bless. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Beverly. Appreciate that. Someone else. I'd like to ask for your prayers today as I try to bring before you the thoughts that the Lord has placed upon my heart. I'm going to read the first five verses of my reading lesson today. I'm going to read that, and then I think you'll all be able to turn to where it's at. But I want to tell Brother Ronnie the last song that he selected and the last song that the choir sung today. I don't see how there could have been a better song to lead us into the thought that the Lord has placed upon my heart today. We are sheltered. Those of us who are saved, we're sheltered in the arms of God. And my scripture reading today begins with these five words. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's reading the six verses that make up the 23rd Psalm. And with those verses being read, the title that I'd like to use today for the message is No Friend Like Jesus. There is no friend like Jesus. And I wonder what went through David's mind when he was writing the things that we find recorded in this 23rd Psalm. I know that you have heard me say before, when I read many of the Psalms of David and how that he, and I know that David wrote under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But when I read many of the Psalms that he wrote, and when I read much of what David said that's recorded in other places, in the Chronicles, how that he just had a beautiful gift of expressing wonderful things about God. And I've read many times and I thought, I wish that I could say and write down the beautiful things about God that King David was able to write. And I wonder, you know, as I said, what was going through his mind when he penned down, under the inspiration of God, when he penned down these words that we find recorded in this 23rd Psalm. I'm going to say this about the 23rd Psalm, although it is used popularly in this way a lot. I don't believe that the 23rd Psalm was ever intended for something for us to only hear at a funeral service. In fact, most of the 23rd Psalm is dealing with life, present tense. And I suppose that when I began studying this and the thoughts that God was bringing to my heart, I began to think, well, I don't think that I got finished with what I was trying to say last week, in the sermon last week, because I want to speak about, to those of us who are saved, the blessings of God upon us in the present time. And I'm thankful, as I said last week, I'm thankful that for the great benefits that are going to be mine and are going to be those for all that are saved by His grace, all of those that have experienced salvation, we have great things in the future to look forward to. But what a good time we can have in the Lord as we pass through this life and the blessings that God is bestowing upon us presently. And if you have ever, you know, anybody that has lived in this world very long at all has known some type of trouble or has known some type of problems. And you don't have to get very far at all from the time that God saves your soul. You don't have to get very far at all along life's way to be able to relate to what David was saying here when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." David, of course, had been perhaps one of the things that he was thinking of when he wrote this psalm was that he himself had worked as a shepherd. You know, he had been a shepherd over literal sheep. You know, the Bible tells us how that, you know, David had watched over the flocks of his fathers and how that he had done the work of a shepherd. And perhaps he was thinking about that and the care that you know, the work and the care that goes into that of tending to the sheep the way that he did. And perhaps when he was pinning down those words, "The Lord is my shepherd," perhaps those things were very much upon his heart. No doubt when he wrote this 23rd Psalm and said, "The Lord is my shepherd," no doubt he was reflecting upon things that God had brought him through, the things that God had delivered him from, and the ways that God had helped him along in life. And so we realize that a shepherd, a shepherd is someone that leads the sheep. A shepherd is someone that watches over the sheep. A shepherd is someone that protects the sheep. And certainly, you know, no doubt David, in his work as a shepherd, he tried to do the best that he could to take the oversight of his father's flock and protect them as much as he could. And we read about there when we read about how that he went to face Goliath there in the Bible, that he spoke of some of the things that God had helped him to accomplish as being a shepherd. He spoke about how that the Lord had helped him to protect the flock on one occasion from a bear, and how that the Lord had helped him to protect the flock from the threats of a lion, and how that as the shepherd of the sheep, how that God had delivered the bear and the lion, you know, how that he had delivered him and the flock out of the paw of the bear and the lion. And so, you know, there's many things that it seems can go through our mind of what David must or possibly was thinking about when he just sat down, even in the very beginning of this, when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." And I want to ask you that are here today, and especially those of you that are here today that know the Lord, that have been saved by His grace, to think for just a moment when just those first few words, just those five words, when you hear them and think about them, what goes through your mind and what do you think about, and what can you call to memory in your life where you could say, "The Lord is my shepherd"? And I believe that there have been times for us when we realize that, when we realize the great magnitude of that, that we do have a shepherd in the Lord, that we have, in fact, in the Lord, we have the great shepherd of the sheep. We have a shepherd. You know, David, as a shepherd, he could not be perfect. As I said a moment ago, I'm sure that he tried to do the best that he could to protect the flock over which he had the oversight. But as a man, he could not be perfect. And had it not been for the Lord helping him, no doubt the bear and the lion would have brought destruction to the flock if it were not for God's divine providence and protection. But the Lord, when the Lord is your shepherd, I want you to know that He is able to protect us from anything. And He's able to supply for us completely. I mean, He can supply. The Bible says that He is able to supply our every need according to His riches in glory. And so the great shepherd can provide the every need of the flock. He can give us, church, the Lord can give us everything that we need. And that was what David was, what he goes on to speak about in this psalm. The fact that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not be in want of anything. I shall not be in want of shelter. I shall not be in want of protection. I shall not be in want of sustenance. I won't be in want of anything because the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. I want you to think about with me for a moment in your lifetime the way that the Lord has led you, the direction that He has taken you in, the things that God has led you to in your life, the things that He has blessed you with in this life. You know, perhaps we would be able to better realize, you know, and get the reality of what is said in this psalm if we take the time to meditate, and we take the time to reflect, and we take the time to think about the ways that God has so richly blessed us in this life. Sometimes we allow the things of life, I'm afraid, to distract us from that. We get busy and we get cumbered with things and we get bothered with things, and we don't take the time too often to stop and think about the way that God has blessed us in this life. But I'll tell you what, it has been my experience that when I do that, when I just reflect upon the things of God and the things that He has done for me in this life, it doesn't take very long until I begin to feel something stirring down in my soul when I realize and think about how good that God has been to me. And I know that, you know, we can't really count all of our blessings because they're too numerous to count. I'm going to tell you something. If you begin today, if you begin right now to try to count the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, you would never be able to reach a conclusion because as you went through them, even if you did, even if you were able to recount all the blessings that God has given you up to this point, by the time you got there, He would have blessed you more, and you just have to continue because God loads us daily, the Bible says, with benefits. He blesses us in some way every day. And so there's no way that we can ever reach a conclusion in counting the blessings that God has bestowed upon us in this life. But I'm thankful today that I can honestly say, I'm glad that I can honestly stand before this congregation of people today and say emphatically and say with great sureness that the Lord is my shepherd. He is my shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ is my shepherd. And I'll tell you what, there's not another friend like Him on the face of the earth. I have never had a relationship in this life with anybody that has been like my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for the relationships that He has blessed me with. I'm thankful for the relationship that I've had with my wife. I'm thankful for the relationship that I had with my parents and with my siblings and with friends that God has blessed me with. But throughout my life, in the many ways that people have tried to help me, throughout my life, the only one that I've ever been able to speak of as being my shepherd is the Lord Jesus. He is my shepherd. And I think, and ask you to think, of the times that He has caused you to lie down in the green pasture. In a place of peace, in a place of sanctity, in a place of safety. Can you think in your life of the green pastures where the Lord has taken you and the way that He has blessed you? Can you think about the way that He has led you beside the still waters and restored your soul? Can you think of those times when in the midst of great struggles and great trials in your life that God has refreshed you? And that's essentially what David was talking about. You know what? He didn't say when he said He restoreth my soul, and I believe it, perhaps in that instance that he was referring to his whole being, not just his inward man, but his whole being. But he certainly wasn't saying that there were times when God saved me again. The Bible doesn't teach us that. Once that a person has been saved, they're saved. And they are going to be saved. They're going to continue to be saved because God saves us by His grace. He keeps us by His power. And we're ready to be revealed in the last time. And so once we are saved, we never lose that. And so when David was talking about the fact that God restored his soul, he certainly wasn't talking about being lost and being saved again. But God refreshes us and He revives us from time to time along the way. And I'm sure that all of us can relate, you know, to this of times. Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten cold? Have you ever gotten indifferent? Have you ever got away from the things of the Lord? Have you ever found yourself, realized suddenly that, you know, I'm not where I need to be with the Lord, but I'll tell you what, we can always go back to Him. We can always turn back to the Lord. We can repent of the things that have caused us to be separated from His fellowship. We can, through prayer, we can get those things out of the way, and God can revive us, and He can bring us back, and He can refresh us. And listen, we sing the song, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have you found yourself in those times when you realized I'm not really where I need to be with the Lord, and you go to Him, it gets to bothering you enough that you go to the Lord and you have a good talk with Him? Have you had those times in your life? I'm convinced that you have had those times in your life where you could really know the meaning of that song when you have had a little talk with Jesus. And when you got finished with your prayer, God blessed you enough in that that you were able to know God has restored my soul. God has sent me a time of refreshing in my life. Well, He'll do that for us all along the way. Never been anybody like the Lord Jesus. You know, listen, if you're headed, I'm talking about children of God, if you're headed down a sinful path, if you're following after the things of this world, if you are attracted to the things of this world in a way that you should not be, if you're headed in a way that's taking you away from God, I want to assure you today that it's not God that's leading you there, because David said, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, and not just for our own benefit, but He does that for His name's sake. He leads us in the path of righteousness that we might live our lives in a way that will glorify Him. And so listen, if there's something in your life that's distracting you from the things of God and leading you in the wrong direction, don't give God thanks for it. Don't say that the Lord blessed me with this, because God doesn't put things in our lives that take us away from Him. But I'll tell you what, the devil will. The devil will put things before you, but God will lead us in the paths of righteousness. And He'll do so for His name's sake, for His honor, and for His glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'll tell you what I believe about that. In fact, I believe I've told you before. I don't think that the psalmist there was actually talking about when we die. I think he's talking about He'll do that for us in this life. We're living in the land where people die, aren't we? We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now. And as we make that journey through that valley of the shadow of death, living in a world where we know that everybody dies, but for those of us that can truly lay claim to this, that the Lord is my shepherd, then we don't have anything to fear. We have no evil to fear in that. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and as we head towards that time when God will call us from this life, we don't have to fear anything whatsoever in that. As we are going through it, we don't have to fear any evil. His rod comforts us. His staff comforts us. Does not God do this for you? Those of you that are saved, doesn't God give you that blessed assurance that we sing about? Not only that God spoke peace to our soul when he saved us, but as you go through life and as you age and as you realize that the body doesn't seem to be working as well as it used to, that the arms and legs don't seem to be as strong as they used to, and we realize that we are facing decline, doesn't God assure you in your soul that everything is all right? Sure he does. Sure he does. His rod and his staff, they comfort us along the way. He anoints us, he anoints our head with oil sometimes until our cup just runs over. Sometimes God pours his spirit out upon us to where we just can't, you know, hardly contain it. And, you know, it amazes me. You never know when God is going to show up and bless you in that way. I had gone up for the last couple of days to help my son up there in Indianapolis to help him do some painting there at the house that he bought. And, you know, just coming back, just driving back down here yesterday afternoon, going down 65, the Lord just began to bless me. I began to reflect upon the goodness of God in my life. I begin to think about my children. I begin to think about my grandchildren. I begin to think most of all about my salvation and the blessings that God had bestowed upon me as I've lived in this world thus far. And the Lord was present with me, and I began to weep with tears of rejoicing in what God has done for me in this life. Thank the Lord today that I can say that he's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He's my friend. Sometimes he comes and he just pours his blessings out upon me to where it just overflows. You know what I'm talking about? You think, my goodness, if it gets any better, this body's not going to stand it. Surely, listen, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, we talk a lot about the scriptures that tell us that we're going to have trouble in this world. And we are, aren't we? We face trouble in this life. Job said, man that's born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. And we all have trials. And we all have heartaches. We all have sorrow. And we all have those things that we face. But I'm telling you what, in all of those things, those that can truly claim that the Lord is my shepherd, listen, we've got a friend that we can take those things to. We've got a friend in the Lord Jesus that says to us, cast your care upon me. You don't have to carry it. You don't have to keep it. You don't have to maintain it. You can take it and you can cast it on me because I care for you. Remember what the Apostle Paul wrote about his thorn in the flesh and how that he prayed to the Lord three times that God would remove it. Well, listen, I got news for you. God is never going to give us a trouble-free life. As long as we live in this world, we're going to have troubles and we're going to have trials and we're going to have things that afflict us. And, you know, the Lord is not going to just take all of those away from us. There are things that we're going to have to face as long as we live in this world. And when the Apostle Paul was praying about his thorn in the flesh and asking God to take it away. That wasn't what the Lord did, but he said, my grace is sufficient for you, and the Lord who is my shepherd and the Lord who is your shepherd, if you have been saved, has grace sufficient for the trial. He's got grace sufficient for everything that we face. Have you noticed in your life God fulfilling his promise to you to never leave you and to never forsake you? Have you noticed in your life that you can be out by yourself? Have you noticed that you can be somewhere other than being collectively together with the saints? Have you noticed that you can be places other than church and get a great blessing from the Lord? Have you noticed that you can be somewhere else, you know, by yourself or with your family or whatever? You know, many of you have been, lately, many of you have been gone away in various places on vacation. While you were away, did you sense the presence of the Lord with you? Could you feel his divine presence? Could you feel that your shepherd was with you? While you were there, wherever it was that you were at, the Lord gave a promise to his people to never leave us and to never forsake us. And I'm thankful that I can feel the presence of the Lord in the house where that I live. I'm thankful that I can feel his presence walking down the street or driving down the road or wherever that I'm at. We have in the Lord Jesus, we have a constant friend. The Lord is our refuge and strength. He is a very present help in trouble. Many people throughout the ages of time that knew the Lord found themselves in a situation where nobody else could get to them. But the Lord was there. The Lord was there. He is a very present help in trouble. There are no barriers. There are no barriers to the great shepherd of the sheep. He can be anywhere. And he could be helping me in one place and helping Brother Jackson in another place and helping Brother Lowe in another place and in various ways all together. All at the same time. The great shepherd of the sheep is omnipresent. And he's omniscient. And he's omnipotent. And he's everywhere. At all times. In all places. He knows everything. And he has all power. In heaven and in earth. And he promised us. Folks, he promised us to never leave us and to never forsake us. And I thought about this verse that I wanted to share with you. These two verses found in John chapter 16, and I'll try to close with this, verses 32 and 33. Jesus talking to his disciples. He said, behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. Think about what he was saying. You're going to be scattered, every man to his own, you're going to leave me alone. But these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But we can't stop there, because that's not all that Jesus said. We can't just say that he told us in the world we'll have trouble. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. I've overcome the world. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then when it's over, when this life is over, I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God has gone to prepare us an eternal place, an eternal dwelling, where we will be in His presence for eternity, where we'll never, we're not going to be separated from Him in this life, nor in the life to come. I mean, when you've been saved, you're saved. Nothing, Paul said, nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing high, nothing low, nothing deep, nothing wide, no power, death, nothing can separate us from the love of God. The Lord is my shepherd. What a friend we have in Jesus. We suffer a lot. I'm convinced of this, that we suffer a lot in our lives because we don't do what He said we can do. We don't take our cares and cast them on Him. We try to carry them. We try to bear the load ourselves, and we suffer when we do that. When we don't go to Him for the help that we need, we're going to suffer, because I guarantee you there's things in life that you can't bear by yourself. You just cannot bear them alone. We need His help, and we need His strength. If you're here today and you're lost, I pray that you will come to know my Jesus, that you will come to know the great shepherd of the sheep. He will bring you into the fold. He'll save you by His grace to where you too can say, "The Lord is my shepherd, that I have a great friend in Jesus." Those are the thoughts that the Lord has given me. I just want you to know, I want you to know that I'm having a good time. I appreciate what Brother Wheat said this morning about fun. A lot of times when people say they're having fun, they're just referring to carnal things. They're just referring to the enjoyment of things that are going to pass away. But I'll tell you, I'm having a great time in life. I want you to know that I am enjoying life because the Lord is my shepherd, because He walks with me and talks with me and blesses me along the way. And, listen, this stuff that the world tries to tell people, when they try to say, don't be a Christian, Christians don't have any fun. I'll tell you what, the children of God, I believe that we are enjoying ourselves. In fact, I know that we are enjoying ourselves more than anybody in this world, because we have true joy. We have joy that's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So those are my thoughts today, and I hope they've been a help to somebody. Listen, Christian friend, don't let the devil beat you down. Don't let him keep you in the pits of depression and despair. When he does that, just cast it on Jesus. Just take your cares and just say, "Well, you know what? The Lord's my shepherd, and He'll take care of me." And we don't have to carry those things around. We can give them to the Lord. We can take them to the Lord, and we can leave them there. Let's have a song, Brother Ronnie.